When I finally got there, I was praising the Lord because I knew you were praying, and it was because of your praying that allowed me to get there. All through my trip, I began to realize there was resistance. But I want to share a highlight of many. This was on an afternoon. It had been raining. And I was out with five men from different churches, teaching them how to prayer walk. We were just getting towards the end of our prayer walk when two of the men decided they needed to visit a restroom. And it was interesting, on their way back, there was another gentleman with them. And this gentleman was a Hindu man, and he wanted to know why we were there. And we explained to him that we were walking through different cities. This was in Shillong, and praying that the Lord would bring spiritual revival, but He would also break the bondages that the people were in there. He invited us to come to his home once he found out that we were men of prayer. As we went into his home, his wife had asked us, just before we'd gone through the door, if we would pray for a blessing for their family. Now, if you look at Luke 10, which we were practicing, it talked about a man of peace in Luke 10. And so we had determined then that what probably was taking place, that we were in the home of a man of peace. After we got in and sat down, we had some tea, some discussion. This man was a gentleman that had been a native of the land, had grown up in this particular part of town, had a lot of communications with others. I thought I should ask the question, and this man's name was Jitendra Sarma. I asked Jitendra, I said, "Jitendra, what would you like God to do for you today?" And he sat there and he thought for a while. And he says, "I know. I have my mother, and I would like my mother to come. And we would like you also to pray for her, because she has a right arm that she's been having a lot of pain in. And we would like to see the Lord take that from her." So then the next thing I know is we're there, we're talking. And one of the brothers that was with us, his name was Renos. Renos says, "I would like to share with this family about Jesus." And so Jitendra said, "Okay, let me get my daughter, let me get my wife, and here's my mother." They all came into the living room. And Renos is beginning to share about the forgiveness that was needed, about the need for Jesus in their life. And the next thing I know is Jitendra is saying, "Yes, we must pray as a family, asking Jesus to do this for us." And so here we are, all praying, and they're praying and asking for forgiveness and for Jesus to come into their heart. It's the first time that I've ever experienced seeing a whole family, a Hindu family, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the men there are very excited because they had not seen anything like this before. And so we're praising the Lord for that. There were many other things that I could tell you about, but it was exciting to see the Lord at work in what He wanted to accomplish there while we were prayer walking in the three different cities. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.